Let's go to Kingman, Arizona. Brian, Wildcard Line, it's your turn. Brian, go ahead.
Greetings and salutations from a fellow Navy man.
Super.
I was a commander. I won't say what branch, but if you have any idea of what we do at Little Creek, Virginia, then I'm sure you're well aware of what we do there.
Yep.
We are the best of the best.
You sure are.
We were on patrol in with the 23rd MEU. My team was there. I had command of that team. And we were taking fire, and we had a man killed. 3 days later, we were called up north of the creek. And I'm honest to God, George, we were in a fight for our life. We were pinned down. There was no way we were going to get out. We had exhausted everything. It was toward the end of the evening, toward the end of the hop. We had exhausted everything trying to find the door to get out. The door means that you're trying to extract. We were doing a hot extract that night, and the Hueys weren't coming like we had expected. Man that had been killed 3 days earlier had I still find it hard to believe that nobody said a word. I saw him pick up a stoner, run into the these men were dug into a ground level fortress.
Okay.
And they were unleashing a barrage of hell onto us. We couldn't hit them from where we were at. They just ducked back down behind the concrete retainer. We couldn't hit them. He ran up to that wall, and every man on the team, and there were at least 40 other guys with the 23rd MEU that saw this happen, ran up to the wall and opened fire, killing everybody inside the trench. There were 7 men inside there. We went up to do a count, and when we did, we found the 60 caliber holes where they had hit inside and down where we could never have hit from where we were at, from our vantage point. We also found his Zippo lighter there, and that man had never been there. I'd only had him on the ground with me for possibly 2 weeks, and he was under my command. He had never been there before. On the troop transport on the way back on the extract, everybody was just kind of extremely quiet.
In shock, I guess.
Exactly. And finally, one of the guys got loose, and he said, "Did you see that?" And I remained silent for a bit, and I just let the guys go ahead and talk amongst themselves. And being a commander, I didn't have to be there, but I lead by example. So I didn't say anything, and the flight went on. It took us probably about 20 minutes to get back down to where we were going. And little by little, every man on the on that particular ride going down south had acknowledged that they had seen exactly what I had seen. And last year, I mean, it's just kind of ironic that I would get on there. It was this time last year, exactly this time, and Iraq, I was hit in a Humvee and tore my spinal cord.
Oh my.
But I'm home, at least I'm alive, and I'm back home. And
good for you. Thanks for serving, by the way.
I would do it all over again. I know, I'm sure you've listened to our creed before, and I don't seek recognition for what I did. It's my job. I was offered a few distinguished medals, and I told them, I said, I just don't see any point in taking them. I was doing my job, and I'd do it all over again. I don't see receiving a medal when you're, and if any man that would ever tell you that he's not afraid and not scared, he's just lying to you. I had 32 years, George, and I was scared.
Everybody's afraid.
There were more times than
that. Yeah. And by the way, in Little Creek, which is in Virginia Beach, Virginia, it's the Naval Amphibious Base. I don't want to tell everybody everything, but these are the best of the best that train down there. And you know what? Thank God they're on our side.